Happy Sunday evening. Maybe you're listening to this on the way to work Monday. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Chris Williams here with a little reaction to Iowa State's bowl draw. The best one I can remember since I've been covering Iowa State. There's no doubt about that. Before we get to Iowa State, Washington State, and the Alamo Bowl, shout out to sponsors, the McFarland Clinic. They brought to us the Instant Reaction Podcast all football season. Love Doctors Warmy, Buck, and Greenwald. Check them out today. Also, Iowa Pork, the pork producers from the great state of Iowa, they have been the exclusive sponsor of Iowa State football coverage here at CycloneFanatic.com all season long. So I always want to give them a shout out, and all of our friends really in the agriculture community. We will have, you know, extensive coverage of Iowa State, Washington State coming up here over the next few weeks. And I'd like y'all to join us. We're having a charter at CycloneFanatic.com through our friends at the EB Sports Tours. They've been in the business for decades, and we really want to encourage you guys to check that out. I've been looking around at the commercial flights and stuff, and I'm not just saying this as a salesperson. When you add up the commercial flights, and then we've got a Riverwalk Hotel and ground transportation when you get there and a bunch of other goodies, you actually, I don't think you, at this point you could do it for a lot cheaper than what we have. Plus, it's a direct flight, and you don't have to worry about all the crap that goes with it. You pay a little bit more for a charter, but at the end of the day, I think it's worth it. And that's all a personal decision, no pressure. We wanted to have this option out there for everybody. And there's land only, so if you don't live, we have a lot of listeners who don't live in Des Moines, you can book with us and stay in our hotels that we have blocked and still have all the ground transportation, all of that. We have ticket options on there, so go and check that out. It's all over Cyclone. It's on the front page of Cyclone Fanatic, and it's all over our social media feeds as well. And tell your friends. Looking forward to I'll be on the charter, so you can have a cold Busch Light with me on the way down to San Antonio and some celebratory ones on the flight back. Heck yeah. Iowa State and Washington State, for those who like to listen to my radio show or have followed my career over the years, you know that this is like a dream come true for me. It's the clones who I hold near and dear to my heart. You all know that, how much I bleed Cardinal and gold. It's the clones versus a guy who I have so much respect for, who I've been a fan of for decades. Mike Leach, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Campbell versus Leach. Is that not incredible? Oh, I'm so excited for not only the coaching matchup, but to be able to cover a Coach Leach game here. It's like the old days when he was at Texas Tech. I absolutely adore Leach. Not only are his press conferences funny and all that stuff, I just respect the hell out of him as a football mind. I get made fun of because I love Lon Kruger, right? In basketball, a lot of people poke at me. These are the types of guys I like, though. Lon Kruger really hasn't coached at too many places that are like, oh, you know, that's an easy job, right? Kansas State, UNLV, Oklahoma's not a great basketball job. It's not terrible, but he does it in places that, you know, it really takes solid coaching. And that's what I love about Leach. And Leach is even a much more broad, or a much better example, really, than Kruger. Leach, you know, built Texas Tech into a power when he was there. And look what he's done in Pullman, Washington. I have so much respect for the guy. I think that's the Iowa Stater in me. I think that's the Southwest Iowan in me. I like people who have a ton of drive and who do more with less. And Leach is kind of, he's just that blue-collar guy that I really, really appreciate. And I can't wait to watch my favorite team play against his team. I think it's a hell of a coaching matchup. We just saw the point spread came out in this one. Washington State opened as a 1.5-point favorite over the Cyclones. And frankly, I don't have a lot of analysis on that yet, mainly because it's so fresh and I need to look more. The good thing for me is I watch so much Washington State football because of Leach, where I feel like I'm really familiar with this football team. And the one thing, too, that I don't think people generally understand when you talk Washington State is they're a good defensive football team. They, yes, they do the air raid, and yes, it's a classic Leach where they put up a lot of points and they run tempo and all that stuff. But they're a good defensive football team. And so Iowa State will be certainly be challenged in that aspect of things. I'm trying to pull up some results here as far as their some specifics on what they've done defensively. Yeah, they've given up only 5.1 yards per play to the opposition. That's really good. You know, they are, I don't want to call them elite, but they're really good on that side of the ball. And I'm somewhat dreading this matchup and on the other end. Now, what I would like to review is how many defenses in the Pac-12 play the 3-3 stack that Iowa State does. I don't know that off the top of my head, but I do know how confusing that defense has been to similar Big 12 offenses over the years. The one thing that my co-host Jack Whitford and I really discussed extensively on Cyclone Reaction yesterday after the Drake game was, are people starting to figure the 3-3 stack out? And I think that's a valid question. And I think if that's a yes, I think Iowa State could really be in some trouble in this football game because there are few better offensive minds in all of college football than Mike Leach. Iowa State's got something's going on with that defense, and I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. But the good news is they've got about a month to work on this, a little less than a month to prepare for that. But I am concerned. The good news is, you know, with Matt Campbell's press conference today, he did make it quite well known that he thinks most of those guys who got hurt yesterday in the Drake game will be back, and it looks like the Cyclone should be full strength. That's huge because you're going to need it against a Mike Leach offense. All right, that's my initial thoughts on this thing. That's pretty surface level, and I apologize for that. I've been working on the charter, and I have not had any time to do any Washington State research, but I'll be doing that here throughout the rest of the night, and our whole team at Cyclone Fanatic is working on it for you guys, I promise. All right, I did ask for questions from our Twitter audience, at Chris M. Williams, and let's just dig into some of these. Chris wants to know how big this game is for the program. Win or lose, how does it affect recruiting and expectations for next season? I think this is a really big deal for the program because the Alamo Bowl, in my opinion, is one of the best bowl games that's not in the New Year's Six. It's prestigious. It's in a great location where, you know, you look going forward where Iowa State fans can once again show off how passionate they are and how well that they travel. And the good thing about the Riverwalk is it's a place where Iowa State fans can kind of congregate, right? We do that in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament. People have done that in Memphis for the Liberty Bowls. And I think that this will give Iowa State fans the opportunity to show that off much more than, say, Orlando would have. It's so vast down there. Everything is spread out. Think tailgating at Jack Trice Stadium compared to tailgating at Kinnick Stadium. It's a much better scenario because you're all piled on top of each other, and I like that aspect of this football game. And it's the most prestigious bowl that Iowa State has been to since I've been covering the team. You can go back to the Peach Bowl in the 70s, but I think we can all agree that college football has changed so much. There weren't that many bowl games back then. Now, you know, not all bowl games are created equal, and I think that this is clearly the best bowl game that Iowa State's been to in the modern era. Elsewhere, Adam wants to know what question I want to ask Mike Leach. I'm getting a lot of these because I talk so much about Leach and my admiration for him. And, you know, if I could get Coach Leach one-on-one, I would go the route of what I already hit on and why I'm so inspired by him, just not from a football standpoint, from life. I like guys who kind of defy odds, right? And I want to know where that comes from him. Like when, here's the better, because I was very insecure for a large part of my life, and I probably still am to a point, and everybody has some growing up to do, right? But at what point did Leach become, at what point did Mike Leach just say, you know what, I am who I am, and I'm not going to hide it. I give zero craps, you know? I that's the part of him that I love, and I would like to just peel back how he became who he is, right? If that makes sense. Okay, let's move on to Justin. What's the representation by school percentage at game time? I don't know. I don't really know how Washington State fans travel. I would say 75-25. I think it'll be a lot of Iowa State fans. There's a huge Iowa State contingency in Texas. So, you know, all those people are going to be there. Who's more motivated? I'd call it a wash. I think both teams will be ready to play. That goes a lot by coaching, too, and I have a lot of respect for both of those guys. Who has a talent advantage? I actually think it might be Iowa State here. I think that Iowa State's talent is better than most people give it credit for. I haven't looked at how Washington State has recruited much, but I do know that, you know, Leach does an okay job, but he's more of a developmental guy, and his schemes are what really make them good. Why is Iowa State in this bowl versus another? Well, what happened here, and I was nervous about this, the Alamo selected Iowa State based off of traveling. And I think Iowa State earned it. Iowa State was the third-place finishing team in the Big 12 when you count tiebreakers. They beat West Virginia head-to-head. They killed West Virginia head-to-head. And Texas is in the Sugar Bowl, and Oklahoma made the college football playoff. Boom, Iowa State is the first team picked. All right, let's move on. Way too early predictions for the college football playoff and the Alamo Bowl. I would say Clemson beats Notre Dame. I think Alabama beats Oklahoma, but that's a much better game than people believe. I think Oklahoma can score 40-plus on them. I've been saying that for a couple weeks, and I really want to do that. And I think it would be incredible if Oklahoma could, you know, put 40-50 on the board and shut up. You know, they did that last year, and everybody was, oh, the SEC defenses. And, you know, they cruised. They didn't beat Georgia, but they sure as hell put a lot of points up on them. And I would love to see them do that to Saban, because I think that that'd be just a great talker. So, yeah, Bama wins it all. I'm sorry. I wish that I could be a little more sexy. I can't, though. All right, on to Brian. Seems like we've had a lot of trouble stopping the run lately, especially with running quarterbacks. Is that an issue against West Virginia? Washington State, are they similar to any Big 12 teams? Oh, that's a really good question. I would say they're most similar to West Virginia and Oklahoma State. We have quarterback that can run, but he's not exactly what I would call like an elusive runner. Schemes are similar, air raid type stuff. Oklahoma State's was weird this year. I still don't really know what they were doing, because just, you know, that it was a weird year there in Stillwater. So I would compare them. I would compare them most to West Virginia. I think that's what you're seeing. Okay, let's move on. John, does Jim Weldon still call their games on the radio? Great question. The answer is no. The reason I know that is, John, I actually was driving back from a family Thanksgiving during the Apple Cup the other night, and I was like, oh, great, I can listen to Walden. This will be sweet. And he doesn't call their games anymore, so that sucks. Brock Dirty. Are you trying to trick me here? Brock Dirty on Twitter wants to know my thoughts on Brock Purdy's impact as a freshman. Come on, y'all know that. Save the season. Eric, is the secondary going to be back to full strength? I think so, and that's big too. I think a lot of the Iowa State, I really do, and this is simple analysis, but it's the God's honest truth. I think a lot of the problems Iowa State has had defensively is, well, look, you're playing your second and third string guys. Your studs aren't out there. And it's simple as that. You're a lot better when your first teamers are out there. The good thing is Iowa State has depth that can still win football games. They won 7 of their last 8 games, for crying out loud. But it's not, that defense has not been elite really for a while. And I do think injuries have a lot to do with that. That's all I got for now. I think there's any more. But yeah, look at our charter. I get why, you know, some people can't do the charter thing, and I totally respect that. I do think that the folks at EB Sports Tours came up with a very respectable price. It came in under what I thought it was going to be, so much so that I didn't know if my wife was going to be able to go because of financial stuff with us. And I think she's going to be able to jump on the tour now, because I just I was really happy with where we put it. We could have done cheaper, but you would have been off the Riverwalk with the hotel, and I didn't see the point in that. If you're going to go to San Antonio for the Alamo Bowl, you want to be on the Riverwalk, right? Check it out. We appreciate it. It's stuff like that that keeps us free and just really keeps our doors open, believe it or not. And we're looking forward to the opportunity to hang out with all of you guys in San Antonio. I'm going to be working on a deal with Monte Morris to try and do something with him on the 26th because the Nuggets are in town. And we'll try and do it. Remember the deal at Jerry the King Lawler's last year? Well, I'm going to do my damnedest to figure out like a cool get-together or something like that we can do in Memphis. Maybe the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels can come by. He's a San Antonio guy. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We're going to have all sorts of great coverage, Alamo Bowl coverage for you here at PsychOneFanatic.com, Psych1Fanatic Podcast Network. Signing off, I'm Chris Williams.